John Decker, own White House correspondent, joining us. Kind of a different kind of sell or appeal from the leader of the Ukraine, President Zelensky, to American lawmakers, senators, John, because not that the war has decreased in importance to the world or Americans here, I believe, but it's also just so much with the Israel-Hamas war and other factors now. It's a different kind of sell, if you will, to keep the American support, at least among some senators, alive and well when it comes to supporting the efforts in the war in Ukraine.
You know, I'll tell you something, Jack. If there was a vote today on funding for Ukraine in the Senate, it would pass overwhelmingly with strong bipartisan support, over 70 votes, I am certain. The problem is the House of Representatives, that's where you have a very vocal minority of House Republicans that are against continuing to fund Ukraine, continuing to replenish Ukraine in their fight against Russia. But again, I think that what we've seen before is that even though there is this strong vocal minority, there's been bipartisanship in the House as well. In order to pass legislation to fund Ukraine, I think you're going to have to include in that funding bill increased funding for border security at the southern border. That's the way to get that kind of legislation across the finish line.
And John, do you agree with me or not? But, you know, from a media political point of view or media coverage point of view, maybe other than Great Britain per capita, I think the United States is one of the shortest attention spans of most modern countries in this day and age. In other words, if something's out of sight for a while, it's out of mind. And, you know, so much, as I said before, so much focus on the Middle East for understandable reasons. It doesn't mean that the concern's any less there in what Putin's ambitions are or the impact on the world this winter when it comes to energy or the food basket to parts of the world with the war in Ukraine or the ultimate outcome there. Nothing's changed in terms of the importance and with NATO concerns, you name it. But the point is, out of sight, out of mind because of other news. And sometimes that affects lawmakers.
Well, it does, and you are right. We do have a short attention span. I guarantee you, you will not utter the words George Santos likely until his criminal trial, which takes place in September of next year. That's yesterday's news. But, you know, as it relates to foreign affairs, Israel and its war with Hamas has eclipsed the attention right now of many lawmakers, to your point. That's problematic if you're President Zelensky and are concerned about your standing, your ability to withstand this onslaught coming from Russia on a daily basis.
And John, you mentioned former Representative Santos. I don't know about you, but I don't think I'm watching whatever he's selling on the video channel. I don't know what that's all about. I mean,
he needs to make a buck, I guess, right?
Yeah, everyone does. But when I heard that, I mean, like, I'm like, dude, do you think people are going to flock to this? Maybe. I don't know. I have no idea. You know what? It's a crazy world. John Decker, own White House correspondent. Thank you, John.
Thank you.